This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, defending from being defamed. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of defending from being defamed. In the Islamic lifestyle, when we look at the Islamic text, we see that Islam gives importance to the respect and honor of the people, and it stops us from defaming others. It stops us from defaming our brothers in Iman, our brothers in Islam. Therefore, it is necessary to respect and defend the honor and respect and preserve the respect of the others in the Islamic text. When we look at the Islamic text, it says that it is forbidden to defame someone. Therefore, it is necessary to defend others from being defamed. And this defamation defense is an important part in the Islamic lifestyle, where we are dealing with the people, where we are socializing with others, and we are the social animals. When we are living in a society, in that society, we must respect each other. And if there is anything that is coming, and if there is a cause of defame of any one of us, we must defend it. We must come as a defender, and we must defend the fame of a person, the respect of the person, so that the others do not defame him, so the others do not disrespect him. And when he is a brother in Iman, when he is a brother, when he is someone who's living in our society, where Allah has said to hide the faults of this person, therefore, on the other hand, it is necessary to defend and to defend him from being defamed in the society, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of defending from being defamed. And in the Islamic text, we see that it is necessary to defend our mu'min brother, a Muslim brother, from being defamed in a place, in a society. Why? Because Allah has said to keep his respect, his honor, to preserve his respect and honor. There is a saying from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said that man radda an ardi akhihi kana lahu hijaban minan nar. Whoever stops or defends his brother in Iman, the brother, mu'min brother, from being defamed in front of others, Allah will save him from the hellfire. Allah will save this person. Why? Because when Allah, who knows everything, who knows his faults, what he used to perform when he was alone, and when what he performs in front of people, when Allah has saved him, when Allah did not made things apparent, or he did not disclose his amal or deeds in front of people, how can a person does that? How can a person dare to perform such an action in which a mu'min is being defamed? Therefore, it is necessary to avoid such things. It is necessary to avoid such sittings in which we sit and we talk about others, we humiliate others, we joke, we make jokes about others. Maybe we know about something and we are trying to be someone who is too smart. So Allah says, do not be that smart. Allah knows everything. Allah knows about yourself as well. If someone is cause of defaming of others, then Allah made him, He puts him in the same situation. If someone does not keep the secrets of the others, Allah does not keep the secrets of this person. Therefore, we must avoid such things, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.